When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security. As the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring, with over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 35 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324777. Your safety is their priority.
Uncensored with Penny Faree is proudly brought to you by IPSS Electronic Security. Here's your host, Penny Faree.
This episode was recorded before the special council meeting originally scheduled for today, Thursday the 31st of July, was postponed. While the vote to elect a new mayor and deputy mayor has been delayed, the political power shift in Kwadukuza is still very much in motion. Everything discussed in this episode with our special guest, Kommy Nhleko, remains urgent and deeply relevant. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Uncensored. In Kwadukuza, mayoral politics has become a revolving door, and behind it lies a deeper crisis. Factional battles, financial abuse, and broken promises have defined the last year in the ANC-led council. Now, the ANC wants to reinstall familiar faces in the mayoral seat, and the public is being asked to trust them again. A special council meeting is expected to confirm Stunduzo Gumede as mayor and Ndiwe Nanka returning as his deputy. Both have long histories in local government. Gumede previously served as mayor of Ilembe District from 2016 to 2021. He also held the Kwadukuza mayoral office nearly 20 years ago. His earlier term was marked by turbulence, including the assassination of the municipal manager who served under the council he was leading in what was widely believed to be a taxi-related hit. At that time, Gumede was placed under heavy protection. Nanka, meanwhile, was ousted as mayor just 9 months ago following a vote of no confidence. Her own party accused of corruption and poor leadership. Charges she never formally answered. She was replaced in November last year by Ali Ngidi, who promised revolutionary servant leadership. But in just 8 short months, Ngidi and his deputy, Jabalu Tsele, racked up over 1 million rand in unauthorized spending on luxury cars, fuel and private security. The ANC's own internal report exposed the abuse. Both were recalled earlier this month. Now, with another leadership reshuffle looming, the question isn't just who will take office, but whether the ANC should still be in charge at all. For the first time since the municipality's formation, the ANC does not hold a majority in council. Out of 59 seats, the ANC has 28. The opposition, if united, holds 31. This includes a DA, Independent Alliance, EFF, IFP, Action SA, and others. The Democratic Alliance will be fielding a candidate for mayor this week. And on the 29th of July, DA reached out to opposition parties, urging them to work together and support the nomination for an alternative mayoral candidate. The numbers are there to displace the ANC after 25 years of uninterrupted rule. But politics is never just about arithmetic, it's about will and unity. Today on Uncensored, I'm joined by Independence Alliance chairperson Kommy Nhleko, who played a pivotal role in exposing the financial management under Ngidi's administration, with opposition parties holding the numbers to end the ANC's 25-year grip on Kwadukuza. The real question is, will they rise to the occasion or miss the moment? Kommy, thank you for joining us this very important episode.
Thank you so much, Penny. Greetings to your listeners back at home.
Yeah, let me start at the core of what many are asking today. For the first time in 25 years, the ANC doesn't have the numbers to guarantee control of Kwadukuza. Now, there's a real chance to shift power. The DA have written to opposition parties calling for unity, proposing a DA-led mayoral nomination. Do the opposition leaders fully grasp what at stake here, or are egos, party politics, clouding what should be a moment of realignment and reform? So from your point of view, is there serious appetite to form an alternative government? Are we seeing hesitation, backroom deals, and lost momentum?
Yeah, Penny, there is a very serious and high appetite for us to take over Kwadukuza municipality, which I think it's a call from each and every citizen of Kwadukuza.
Absolutely.
Looking at a number of challenges pertaining to corruption, abuse of office, and so on and so forth. Now, the biggest challenge, which I will not hesitate to mention here, from the time we started this term, whenever we had matters to vote on, we used to call or invite other political parties in the opposition bloc to say, let's have a meeting, discuss a way forward. Let's discuss how are we going to actually conduct ourselves pertaining to that item or matters of this nature that will be taking place on Thursday. Now, DA will attend. At some point, they will not attend and say that we are still waiting for our leadership in the province and national. Well, at a later stage, they will attend. You will recall that we had actually said that once submitted a motion of no confidence against the ANC.
Yes, I think it was in 2023, if I'm mistaken.
Yes. And we moved so well with DA up until the last minute when DA turned things around and they said they're not going to vote, they're not going to support that motion.
So they went with the ANC at that stage.
Hey? Yes. So we had no problem for DA to take that stand. And later on, we had other matters that were related to removing the ANC, like this time around, the previous time around when Lindi Naka was being removed. We wanted to stage our own candidate there, a candidate whom we agreed upon, all of us in the opposition bloc, because to make the 31, we need each and every one from the opposition bloc, including DA.
Yeah.
DA was on board up until 7:30 early in the morning. When I was given a call by Dean McPherson, Dean said to me, "No, Komi, we are no longer now moving with the slate that we agreed upon. But what we'll do is we'll stage our own candidate, mayoral candidate, and then you can see amongst yourself as to who will become the deputy mayor of Kwatiguza Municipality." But I said, "Dean, I've been negotiating with you that let us push this thing, agree all of us in the same table. Now, you're actually making a call to me at 7:30. How am I actually going to now convene a meeting to call all these opposition parties?"
Yeah.
Now, what is actually happening this time around? DA is actually making an open letter to us without having to invite us into a round table.
So there was no open round the table discussion. Yeah, that's what you're saying?
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. We only saw that letter yesterday, giving us no option but to say that we are staging our own candidate.
Yeah.
It was going to be good. I think all of us, we have been saying, DA, you've got better numbers than most of us in the opposition. You've got 9 seats. The second one is us, the Independent Alliance and Action SA, with 5 seats each. But we need each and every single person from the opposition bloc, whether you have 1 seat, but we need you. So for us to take a decision that will sit with the people of Kwatiguza now, which I think those are the people that are actually the best interest of us all.
Absolutely.
Let us sit down, discuss, because we need a person who's going to be fit enough to make an impact in the last few months that are left.
Yeah. Let's just quickly go back to the candidate. Now, the problem we have in Kwatiguza is an ANC factional issue playing itself out, and we, the residents, are paying for it. So they announced a decision to suspend Nanka from her position as mayor earlier in September last year, a move that was supported by the party's National Executive Committee. Now, the ANC's provincial secretary, Becky Moto, he accused her of corruption and subordination and causing division the party. She refused to step down, and then in October she was removed following a vote of no confidence. Now, this is the same person they're bringing back in. Okay, so we've watched Kwatiguza, they've been repurposed for state capture, they've used contractors and positions on entities to extract millions. And my question is, if the opposition parties walk away from this very, very important opportunity, what will the political cost be? Not just for them, but for the residents of the region who've been led down time and time again. You know, so is party politics what we should be looking at, or should we be looking at what we need to do to fix our region?
I think what is more important, Penny, is to prioritize Kwatiguza people.
Yeah.
I will just stick on that. I don't think that Kwatiguza people deserve what we're actually giving to them.
Yeah.
They don't deserve recycled people.
Absolutely.
People that we had vote of no confidence against them. Remember, before a vote of no confidence, there are assessments that are, that will need to be done, that are being done, to ensure that that person is not fit for the purpose. Now, that person is a person that the ANC, which deployed her, said she is not fit to lead that office. She's not fit to occupy that office. They said this is a vote of no confidence, openly submitted in council, and she was voted out by the majority. Her own party, not an opposition party. Now, if Kwadukuza people, they deserve the best, why would you recycle somebody whom you were told up front that this person is unfit to hold this office? Yeah. What are you saying to the people of Kwadukuza?
Yeah.
Are you saying this person is better now? Are you saying she will do better? Just like Stutuzo Kumete.
Yeah.
Stutuzo Kumete led Kwadukuza municipality.
Yeah.
He
20
failed,
years ago.
Yes. He failed to ensure that he unites workers.
Yeah.
He failed to address a number of critical items that needed to be to be attended to. Well, he is a person that I know nothing in terms of corruption and so on and so forth. He went to Ilembe. He left Ilembe in tatasis, as
I mean,
it is.
Yeah, I mean, the water crisis, I mean, they've got constant outages, water shedding. It is in shambles. That town is in shambles. And that was under his tenure when he was mayor from 2016 to 21. So it was critical. It was a critical, pivotal point. So now they're bringing someone from that region back to Kwadukuza municipality, and they're asking the people to trust them and their choice in this leadership. And what happens now? So let's say the position lets this moment pass. The DA steps away, takes their 9 votes. Is there still a chance that the opposition, without the DA, could possibly move in and put in their candidate? Or do they need every single person in council to act?
Definitely. The opposition bloc needs everyone, including DA. But my appeal to DA and its leadership will be, can we prioritize the people of Kwadukuza now? Put our egos aside. Let's ensure that we elect someone collectively. It doesn't matter from which party that person will come from. But let us prioritize the people of Kwadukuza and curb this trend of Kwadukuza municipality whereby we're being given recycled people that will come in and ensure that they rip off Kwadukuza municipality. There were so many challenges during Lindile Nanka's term.
Yeah.
And we have already spoken about Stutuzo Kumede, the challenges that he left under Ilembe District Municipality. This is an old guy, I think he's 60-something years now. What are you expecting from that person to bring new in Kwadukuza municipality? He was also given 10 years plus leading these two municipalities. Which changes do you know?
Yeah.
We know nothing.
Yeah. And you know what? Kwadukuza municipality is at the brink of collapse. We are already on our knees. Our infrastructure is failing. Our roads cannot be fixed. The potholes, you've seen the traffic lights at almost every corner that are out of service. We need a critical, critical leadership that is going to take this town and turn it around. And now recycling those two leaders is just telling us what the ANC's priorities are. And we're going to see this. What is your feeling, Kwame? Do you think we can turn this around for the people in this town?
We can definitely turn things around. You know what it says to me and to somebody else outside there? It says the ANC ran out of leaders.
Yeah, it stinks of desperation, perhaps.
The other thing is, Penny, you voted for those 28 councillors of the ANC. Yeah. You voted for them. But now the ANC that deployed those people is saying to you, there is none of these people that is fit for the purpose, you know. But those people are already in power. But the ANC is saying the people that we voted, they are not fit for the power, for the position to lead Kwadukuza municipality. What does it tell you? It tells you that there is none of the people that are coming from the ANC that are capable to lead.
Yeah.
That is why they went outside to recycle a 65 or so year old gentleman who dismally failed to lead these two critical municipalities in this region. So, I mean, it's a shock. Whether the ANC wins this thing or it doesn't win, but I think the message is out there.
Yeah.
It is out there.
Yeah.
There is no one to be trusted in the ANC.
You know, I think if the ANC does field those two candidates successfully, I think it's going to be writing its epitaph in 2026 when it's going to be contesting an election whose trajectory was already shaped in the May 2024 general elections. So the situation for the residents of Kuza will get progressively worse because the ANC politicians, we have... cannot manage the situation, and they don't have the leaders to drag us out of the crisis we are finding ourselves. I mean, they can't even get themselves out of a puddle, let alone, you know, the depth that we're in. So we're going to see this unfold, Commie, and we are going to be on the ground. I just want to say the crisis in Kwadi Kuza isn't abstract, it's personal. Let's call it what it is, a governance in Kwadi Kuza that has failed. Residents have witnessed the rapid decay in our town, all while political leaders fight for power instead of fixing what's broken. Coalitions, they mean nothing if they serve parties, not people. I'll be at council today covering the story and calling it out as it unfolds. Thank you for joining me, Commie. And we'll continue to follow this because whatever happens impacts all of us living on the North Coast.
Thank you so much, Penny.
Uncensored with Penny Bree, proudly brought to you by IPSS Electronic Security.
When it comes to security, don't leave it to chance. Trust the experts at IPSS Security as the only CISA-approved security provider on the Dolphin Coast in all categories and the only local security company also accredited for CCTV off-site monitoring. With over 4 million rand invested in AI technology, they protect over 35 upmarket residential estates, spotting threats in real time. If action is needed, their rapid response and tactical teams, backed by the largest fleet in the region, is ready to act. For unmatched security, contact IPSS Security today at 0861 324 777. Your safety is their priority.